Since it seems like a good number of you have gotten to the end of the Masechta, the Gemara Daf Lamed Daled Amud Beis has the following, about 10 lines down, Tanu Rabbanan, Tekiyos Ein Ma'akva Zuazu, Brachos Ein Ma'akva Zuazu, Tekiyos Ubrachos Shiras Hashanah V'Shel Yom HaKippurim Ma'akva. So the Gemara seems to contrast in this Braisa Tekiyos Brachos of Atanis with Tekiyos and Brachos of Rosh Hashanah. My time, Amar Rabba, Amar Kosh Baruch Hu, Imru Lefanim Rosh Hashanah, Me'achis Echonos Shofros, Malchios Kedesh Tamlichuni Aleichem V'chulei. Rashi writes, Tekiyos, Ubrachos to Alma. What's the Gemara talking about here? Ein Ma'akva Zuzu. That's talking about the Tekiyos and Brachos, not Rosh Hashanah. Kegon Tanios, Ein Ma'akva Zuzu. Im Birech V'lo Taka. Tosus writes, Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, the end of the long Tosos there, Dibra Maskel Shir Trua. Tosos says, Mashmazer Rashi is from the contrast that Kios and Brachos of Rosh Hashanah are Ma'akiv, meaning that if one were to be Tokeya Shalobo Seder Brachos, or one to be were to be Mevarech without the Brachos accompanying the Kios, then one wouldn't be Yotzei something. There's some ikuva there. Tosus thinks that's incorrect. That no, it means that the brachos themselves may be ma'akev each other, or the tkiyos themselves may be ma'akev each other, but not that the tkiyos are ma'akev the brachos, or the brachos are ma'akev the tkiyos. Tosus has two rayas to this, or two kashas on Rashi. Number one, the Gemara Vaito and Lamed Daled and Mubeis has a din of the person with the dilemma where to go for yantiv. Shtei ayaros, achas token v'achas mevarchin. So one town has the shofar, one town has the ability to say brachos. Hochin l'makom shetoken, then hochin l'makom shemevarchin. So you have a choice between tekiyos and brachos. The Gemara says you go with tekiyos, but it sounds like there's no ikuv. If it was the case that tekiyos makom is a brachos, brachos makom is a tekiyos kipshuto, as Tosfos understands in Rashi, then what's the whole shaila here? Neither of them work. And then Tosus asks from the Mishnah on Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, the case of a person who said the brachos and then Nizdam in lo shofar. So again, sounds like a person could be yotzei the brachos independent of shofar. Those are Tosus, Kashas, and Rashi. Archoliner points out the Ravid sounds like Rashi. The Ravid Paragimel Halacha Yigimel. Paragimel Halacha Yigimel. Rambam writes, Hatkiyos Einam Ma'akvinas Abrachos, Rabrachos Einam Ma'akvinas Einam Ma'akvos Es Hatkiyos. Then he goes in and shtei ayaros achas yodeya bevade sheyesh amisha misha yivarech teish brachos ein sham tokeya v'shniya safek yesh sham tokeya safek ein sham holich v'shniya tkiyam v'derei torah brachos v'derei safrim. Says the Ravid, Amar Vam aval shirash hashanah ma'akva zuzu. That's true, tkiyas ein ma'akva zuzu brachos by taniyos. Rosh Hashanah tkiyas ar ma'akvos as a brachos, brachos are ma'akvos as a tkiyos. That sounds like Tosus understanding of Rashi, that it means, literally, if you don't have brachos, you're on some level not yotzei tkiyos. You don't have tkiyos, you're not on some level yotzei brachos. Rav Henkin points out, in a series of essays which are reprinted in this new volume, Gvuras Eliyahu Arachayim, beginning with Simon Kuf Nun Vav, and going on for a few simanim. So he wrote the same thing different times, so when you collect a person's writings, they all, you put them together, but they didn't all write them at the same time, in different journals and in his Lev Ivra. So he says, this probably is also pshat in the practice recorded by the Baal HaMor and the Rosh that they didn't like. Remember, the Baal HaMor has a fascinating practice that he quotes, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph B'Daf HaYarif. V'al tidma al masha marnish tenishtanu amin hagos b'doros achronim midoros harishon. And that's in the context of Tkiyas de Miyusha, Tkiyas de Mumad. There's not such a pella that things change. Ki ani zachor, ki re'isi v'al dusi. I remember when I was little. Kol ha'sibur mispalin b'musaf in Sheva. V'shas levado, ha'yem mispalin teisha. That he remembers when he was a kid, that everyone in their shtil shem and esrei would only dive in seven brachos ha'musaf. And only the shots would say nine brachos in Musaf. Only the shots would say mafias achon shavros. And the yechidim, he doesn't say what the nusach of bracha was, but presumably it was just the generic kedusha sayom bracha, without reference to mafias achon shavros. The Rosh quotes this also in Perek Dalid, Simen Yud Dalid. I think he quotes this as the minig of Shtei Yeshivos. See the light of the moment is somewhere here in this long Simen Yud Aleph at the end of the fourth parak, but the Rosh records Minishtei Yeshivas in Bavel was this practice. I think he says Minishtei Yeshivas, but there was such a practice in the period of the Gonim of only reciting Malchus Achon Shavros in the Chazaras Hashatz, but in the Shtil Shemoneh Esrei people would only say regular seven brachas by Musaf. What's that based on? Rav Frankin thinks maybe it's based on this position of Rashi and the Ravid, that if tkiyos are ma'akvos as a brachas, brachas are ma'akvos as had tkiyos, then if you're not going, for those who have the practice of not blowing during the silent Shemoneh Esrei, so then there's no point in saying ma'akvos achon shavros. You can't say ma'akvos achon shavros without tkiyos. If you're not going to have tkiyos, then no ma'akvos achon shavros. You only say that during chazaras hashatz when you blow al seder habrachas. Okay, so how do you get out of Tosis' Kashas and Rashi? Or let's say the Kasha from the two cities, you have an option of either Shofar or Brachos. You choose one. Aruch HaNer develops an idea that maybe there's a distinction between a Tzibur and the Yachid. That the Ikuva that we're speaking about is for a Yachid. If a yachid is going to blow shofar, then to blow shofar without shelo seder at kios is a chisaron in the kiyum. There's some level of ikuv. And if a yachid is going to blow shofar without the bracha without the shofar without the brachas could be a level of ikuv, as opposed to tzibur, where if you have a tzibur that is one not the other, then that would not be the ikuvah. Achronim have different suggestions how to get out of this Rashi. Rav Henkin has a phenomenally innovative suggestion, which he then uses as a springboard for his famous opposition to Te'ima Kodem Tkiyos on Rosh Hashanah. So he has the following analysis that, again, this is reprinted here in Gvuras Aliyah, beginning of Simen Kuf Nun Vav. That there's a fundamental difference between the nature of Tkiyas de Miyushev and Tkiyas de Mumad, and that the Tkiyas de Mumad, the Tkiyas that we blow al Seder HaBrachos, is what he calls Midin Chatzotros. That just like we have a din by a generic Tanis of Chatzotros, the Psukim in Balosa ala tsar hatzarerechem, that in any situation of tsara, there's a chiyuv to blow chatzotzos. That's what the Rambam writes at the beginning of Hilchos Tanios. Mitzvah Saseh Min HaTorah Lizok Ulahariya B'Chatzotros Kol Tzara Shetavu Al HaTzibor Shenemar Latzara HaTzarei Reschem Variyosem B'Chatzotros Kolomar Kol Davar Sheyitzar Lachem Kigon B'Tzores Dever Arbe Chiyos Behen Zaku Alein Variyah. So there's a Mitzvah Saseh to be Zoek U Maria B'Chatzotros anytime there's a situation of Tzara. Right, that's the one Mitzvah Saseh. And the Rambam's minyan here in Hilchos Tanios. Now the minyan of Katzer here, he doesn't stress Chatzotzos, but the way it's presented, Aleph Aleph, is the mitzvah is not just to be Zoeg, but to be Zoeg through the medium of Chatzotzos. So Rav Henkin suggests that that is the nature of the Tkiyas de Me'umad on Rosh Hashanah. It's a tekiah that is coming midin chatzotzros al tzar hatzarei reschem. So he says, based on this, you understand better the Gemara in Daf Tezayin bim arbiv es asatan. So the reason we blow, the Gemara says, why do we blow twice? Del arbiv es asatan. So what does that mean? He says, according to this, it works out very well. It's not that you're confusing the satan about what are the real tekiahs and somewhat tricking him as to what's fake and what's real. But no, the purpose of the Tzkiyas de Me'umad is La'arbe v'sasatan. The satan is the Tzar Hatzarei Reschem. So the Tzkiyas are the antidote, are the weapon against the satan who's being Tzarer Osanu. So we blow La'arbe v'sasatan literally to knock off, to confuse, to mix up, to dismiss the satan who is the Tzar Hatzarei Reschem of Rosh Hashanah. Then he says that also explains an issue that the Rishon are bothered by. The Rosh has this in the end of the fourth paragraph. There's the Tshuvas HaRashba. I'll just read you a line from the Tshuvas HaRashba. Tshuvas HaRashba Chelek Aleph Simen Taf Pe Aleph. Tshuvas HaRashba Chelek Aleph Simen Taf Pe Aleph. So the Shaul is bothered. Why is it that in the Psukim of Shofros we include the Pasukim Baloscha Utkatem Bachatzotzros? That's not the Inyan Hayom. The Mitzvah Hayom is the Shofar, not the Chatzotzros. So why are we quoting Psukim that reference Chatzotzros in Shofros? The Rashba writes, Kein emes k'mo shereisa ditkia de Chatzotzros eina k'shofros she Mitzvah Hayom v'Shofar. El tzarech lomar mikra sheyesh ba Shofar or trua. So in a chanami, you're right. We shouldn't be quoting Psukim that reference the Chatzotzros. The only acceptable pasuk for shofros is a pasuk that references shofros or truos. Umori Rabbeinu Yonah hinig lomer b'chodesh hashvi b'chalachodesh. And the Rabbeinu Yonah didn't have the pasuk of katem b'chatzotzros in his shofros. He substituted u'b'chodesh hashvi b'chalachodesh. The Ramban had lohi bit oven b'yakov. We're shifting the Rush quotes here. Mikra sheyeshba malchus yeshba shofros omrim malchios ramim shofros, and you can use that. You can double dip if you have a pasuk that references both malchios and shofros. You're allowed to use that both in your 10 for malchios and your 10 for shofros. So the Rashba, because of this problem of psukim that reference chatzotzros, says in a chanami that doesn't belong in shofros, and he quotes some of the early rishonim that substituted other psukim for that pasuk in balos that references chatzotzros. Fenkin says, well, our practice is to quote that pasuk. And you understand, based on his mahalach, that if, in a chanami, part of the mitzvah sayom is b'chatzotzos as well, and the tkiyas de me'umad, which arguably is a later institution, but nevertheless, that's a kiyam in chatzotzos, so then it fits well how we mention chatzotzos in the psukim of shofros. And then he says, maybe that's that, yeah. So that is true. Mekar din, midin Torah. That's true. And then there's his suggestion is that there's a later takana, tkiyas de me'umad, or a later takana, that there is an additional right, not midin shofar, not midin Torah, but there's a later takana to have something ke'ein chatzotros on Rosh Hashanah. I think you're right, I think that's the argument here. And he says maybe that shot in the din of Shtei Ayaras. And he says if it's true, the phenomenal Chiddush Adina, if it's true that the Tkiyos de Me'umad are based on Chatzotros, so then you don't even need a Kasher Shofar. You could be Yotze the Tkiyos de Me'umad with a Apostle Shofar, which could still be a Kasher Chatzot. What's the single of Chatzotros? Chatzotzra? What's one Chatzotz?
Chatzotzeres?
Chatzotzeres? Sounds right.
No, good. Thanks for sure,
Chatzotzra. What?
No way, it's Chatzotzra.
Okay. One trumpet. So Rav Hankin says, one second, if it's not part of the Kiyum Mitzvah Shofar, but it's a different din of Chatzotzros, so then you could be Yotze with the Apostle of Shofar. And maybe that's what the Gemara is talking about. If you have two cities, one of the cities has the option of brachos without a shofar. That means it's the option of brachos with the pasul of shofar. So you can be yotze the din of chatzotzros, but you can't be yotze the din of the chiyuv shofar. And the other city has a shofar, not brachos, meaning it has the a proper shofar. You could be yotze the chiyuv daraisa of tkiyas shofar. But in that city, you don't have the option of tkiyas haseder brachos. So that's what the Gemara means, that if I'm stuck, I don't have the option, either I can be yotze the brachos without a kashra shofar, but I'll still be yotze the din of tkiyas aseder habrachos, or I could be yotze the mitzvah shofar, but not brachos. So then it's better to be yotze the mitzvah deraisa of shofar. That's what Gemara means. So even if it's only a suffix, whether it could be yotze the chiyuv deraisa of shofar, then you should go there. So again, Tosis is kasha. Was don't you see from that Gemara that ein ma'akva zuzu? Because Gemara entertains that you could be yotze shofar without brachos. You could be yotze brachos without shofar. I think the suggestion is that no, that's talking about brachos. So when the Gemara says that kios and brachos are makvazuzu, that's referring to the tkios al seder habrachos. So then in a chanami, you can't be yotze those tkios without brachos or brachos without tkios, but you could be yotze in theory. You could be yotze in theory if you have a pasul shofar, as far as the din chazosis is concerned, al seder habrachos. So then he uses this to strengthen his point about Te'ima before Tkiyas. So just to backtrack a little bit before we get to his point. We know in general from the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Tes in the Mincha context that in general there's an Isser Achila prior to the fulfillment of time-bound mitzvahs. So mincha, there is a model, but we find in other contexts as well, as we'll see, that there's an iser achila. If there's a mitzvah that needs to be performed within a limited window of time, there's an iser achila before performing that mitzvah. So that's a machlokes three or four way machlokas in Gemara Shabbos Daf Tes, how that breaks down as far as Mincha Gedola versus Mincha Ketan, as far as Suda Gedola versus Suda Ketan. But minimally, the way we pass in the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Mincha, the end of the second Chelek in the Shabura, that minimally a Suda Ketana, Samach Mincha Ketana, Suda Ketana, Samach Mincha Ketana could be a problem. But to Ima, it sounds like it would not be a problem. So to have a meal of significance, even a small meal, would be a problem prior to davening Mincha. So there, the issue is formulated in terms of a Suda, in terms of a more significant Achila, not in terms of Te'ima. Te'ima before Mincha is permissible. However, there are some areas where in Shulchan Aruch, both in Shulchan Aruch and Nosa Kelim, there are instances where even Te'ima is Aser. So, for example, Hilchas Kiddush, Arachayim Semen Reish Ayin Aleph Se'if Dalid, Mechaber writes, Reish Ayin Aleph Se'if Dalid, Aser Litom Klum Kanu She'ikadosh Afilamayim. Gemara in Arvid Sachim, you're not allowed to taste anything, even water, prior to Kiddush. So is this a generic, part of the generic din of an Isser Achila before Kiyam Mitzvahs? If so, why is it Aser B'Te'im, but not only B'Achila? Or is it something unique to Kiddush? Magen Avraham, very much B'Kitzer there, and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, more B'Arichus, argue that that is a somewhat uniquely Kiddush halacha, not necessarily reflective of the Isser Achila in general. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav writes in Siftes, Seven Reish Ayin Aleph Siftes, why is it that there's an Isser Te'ima before Kiddush and before Havdalah as well? L'fisha Iker Mitzvasan, who betchilas manam. The Iker Mitzvah is at the beginning of Shabbos. So you have to be mekadesh as a Shabbos b'chnisaso al hayayin. So it's not just that I have a mitzvah to perform and I have 6 hours to perform it. So we're worried, as Rashi writes there in Daf Tes and Shabbos, so why is it an Isser Achil before Kiyam Mitzvah Shema Yimoshech? That if you're going to sit down and have a meal, you get distracted and you want to end up performing the mitzvah. So the Shulchan Aruch HaRav writes, when it comes to Kiddush HaShabbos, it's not just the generic Isser Achila before Kiyam HaMitzvahs where we worry Shema Yimashech. It's that here, Dafka, you're supposed to recite Kiddush at the earliest possible point. Ikar Mitzvasin Hu B'Tchilas Manam Dehainu Samach L'Knisas HaShabbos V'Samach L'Tziyasa. You're supposed to recite Kiddush as soon as possible at the beginning of Shabbos, Havdal as soon as possible at the point that Shabbos is over, whenever that is. So it sounds like if you're going to, it's not the Te'ima per se that's the problem, but doing anything that's going to delay the performance of a mitzvah in the optimal time. Okay, so then, if that's the case, the Isser Te'ima by Kiddush and Havdalah isn't a model for other mitzvahs. It's unique to Kiddush and Havdalah because of the unique time frame in which Kiddush and Havdalah is supposed to be recited at the earliest possible point. This may also have relevance for Bedikas Chametz. Siman Tav Lamed Aleph Sif Beis, Siman Tav Lamed Aleph Sif Beis, Mechaber Paskins, and Isser Achila before Bedikas Chametz. Comes Man Bedikas Chametz, you're not come perhaps a half hour before Man Bedikas Chametz, you're not allowed to eat. What does that mean, you're not allowed to eat? It says in Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat and Vav, that's talking about an Achila, as opposed to Te'ima. Te'ima would be Mutter. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah writes in Ber Halacha, that's not so pasha. Maybe when it comes to Bedikas Chametz, so you could be Megal on Te'ima up to the Zman Hachiv, within that half hour window before the Zman Hachiv, when you shouldn't have a Seuda, you shouldn't have a significant Achila, but Te'ima would be Mutter. But come to the Zman Hachiv, then there's an Isser Te'ima as well. Why should that be so? So the Mishnah Berurah writes, in Ber Halacha, because once the Zman Chiyuv comes, you're supposed to be Bodek Miyat. Again, it's not that you have a window of all night to do Bedika. You're supposed to do Bedika at the earliest possible point. And if you're going to delay it, then that's inappropriate. So again, it's not the Shema Yimashech, but Te'ima is just another activity that you shouldn't be engaging in because it's going to delay you from performing the Bedika. So anything that's going to delay you is inappropriate, Te'ima included. That seems akin to the Alter Rebbe's Kiddush and Havdalah, that you're supposed to do the mitzvah at a very specific point, and anything to delay the performance at the early point is inappropriate and therefore potentially usur. Now, this presentation of the Shabrua smacks a little bit of the Ravid of Orla Basar, that the B'dikas Chametz should be dafka when there's still a little bit of daylight left below the horizon. So even though we don't paskin like the Ravid Lahalacha, but it sounds like there's some resonance of that in this presentation. He doesn't spell it out, but it sounds like there's some other. Why is the chiyuv to do it miyad? You have the mitzvah has to be performed that night. Miyad, so that sounds like the Ravid, that Orla Basar is when there's still a little bit of light in the sky, and that's the optimal time to perform Bedika. Then we have the famous Trumas Hadeshen that somehow gains more currency lahalacha when it comes to Mikra Megillah. Intuitively, you would have thought that to the extent that sometimes we're willing to be makel about an Isur Ti'ima before Kiyama Mitzvos, that when it comes to Megillah, Leil Purim, after a whole Tanis, you'd be more inclined to be makel for an Isur Ti'ima because people have fasted all day. And yet, we find the opposite, that we seem to be more machmir on the Isur Ti'ima there than by other mitzvahs. So that is partially based on a Trumas Hadeshen. Trumas Hadeshen, Simon Kuftes, asked himself the question, Mishu anis ksas shelo yachal leilich lebeis hakenes as a kriyas megillah, v'tzarech lahamtin ad la'achar sheyikru akahal, v'yaz yimtzalo echad sheyikru, lest the person can't make it to shul, so he has to wait for someone to come after the shul finishes to lay megillah for him. V'zekasha lav leishev kolkach b'tanis, shari leil shmoa kriyasa mebad yom b'yogimu b'tanis esther alav. So the question, the way it's posed, is, the assumption of the question is, obviously, you're not allowed to break your fast before you lay in Megillah, but would you be allowed to lay in the Megillah after Plag? So the assumption of the question is that it would be better to lay Megillah after Plag, if that's allowed, than to break your fast before laying in the Megillah, Leil Purim. So the Truman Sedation writes, once it's plug, you could be Yotzei Kriyas HaMegillah. Even though many argue on Rabbeinu Tam, who paskin that you could even be Yotzei Kriyas Shema after Plag. However, when it comes to Megillah, which is only the Rabbanon, there are more grounds to be Mekel. However, he says, a nearly lahatir lemi de kashila lahamtin kadaleel shiyito ma'at konu kriyas Megillah. The anthem shiva shiyava lo akari. So the true possession is willing to be Mekel to lay in Megillah after Plag, but he's not willing to budge in an Isur Ti'ima. Why? So Lashon Gemara there is Kima. Right? You're not allowed to, you shouldn't come home and say, I'll have a bite to eat, I'll take a nap, and not lay in Kriyas Shema, because you're going to miss it. So there the Gemara says, sounds like even Achilas Kima is also before Kriyas Shema. Even though in Shulchan Aruch, we paskin not only this Truma Sedesha by Kriyas Shema, and in general, we paskin that Te'ima before Kriyas Shema is mutter. But he says, Nira, kol shekein lin yukriyas Megillah. Because you had a long day. Chashina shema tachtefenu shena. Vivalto mikriyasa. Shari yesh bashaus tuva. Vigam kriyasa chobetvei. Shrei kol amitzvahs nidcheis mi paneha. So, it's interesting. We don't, the Truma Sedeshen seems to be of the orientation that there is an Isur Ti'ima in general before time-bound mitzvahs. He assumes that that line of Ochel Kima is lahalacha, and therefore there's an Isur Ti'ima before Kriyas Shema. He assumes there's an Isur Ti'ima therefore before Megillah, and maybe he'll fall asleep. And it sounds like he assumes that that's true by other mitzvahs, asay, that are Zman Gram in a sense, with a limited window of time to perform them, that there would be an Isur Ti'ima. So even though he's super makel about being Yotzei Megillah after Plag, but he's super machmir on the Isur Ti'ima. So despite the fact that we don't paskin like the Tumas Hadash and Hilchos Kriyas Shema, when it comes to Hilchos Megillah, the Magen Avraham quotes the Tumas Hadash and Lehalacha. Magen Avraham is in Tafreish Sadi Beis Sif Katan Zayin. Tafreish Sadi Beis Sif Katan Zayin. Even though the Lashon and Shulchan Aruch is Asur Lachol, so it sounds like Tima is Mutter. Nevertheless, the Magen Avraham says, based on the Tumas Hadashen, Ein Lahakel Ella Litzarech Gadol. That was always perplexing to me, why, even though we're Makel and Tima in other areas, the Magen Avraham accepts the halacha of the Tumas Hadashen Dafka when it comes to Megillah, where I would have said maybe there's more reason to be makel on people after having been fasting the whole day. But that's what we're choshish for halacha for this Tumas Hadashen, that the Magen Avraham calls halacha to Aser to Eva before Kriyas Megillah night. Yeah.
Maybe I'm misunderstanding the Tumas Hadashen, but was he saying that specifically because you were fasting all day, I mean, that was a long day, and therefore specifically by Megillah we should be machmir, everything else you shouldn't be?
No, so he is saying it by Kriyas Shema, and he says, Kol Shekein, just like there's an Isser Te'ima by Kriyas Shema, Kol Shekein, there's an Isser Te'ima by Megillah, because Chashin Hashem Tachtefen Hashena, something because it's at night. He doesn't stress the fact that you're fasting, but it's at night. So at night, just like by Kriyas Shema at night, we're machmir and Te'ima, then Kol Shekein, maybe because Megillah is longer, okay, maybe it's because he's fasting.
No,
I'm sorry? That's what he adds. It's more of a he adds that. So it's a super mitzvah also. He has a few factors, a few considerations. So number one, because you'll still have time. And number two, Kriyas Achov Atvei, Shere Kol Mitzvah Nilches Mipaneh. But what's interesting is that even though we don't accept this Tumas Hadashen Linya Kriyas Shema, where he assumes Hashem, he assumes Ochel Kema is Lahalacha, we do accept it when it comes to Megillah. Okay, they just ran down the picture with the other instances in which this comes up in Shulchan Aruch. When it comes to eating for Musaf, Shulchan Aruch Simon Reish Pei Vav Sif Gimel, Simon Reish Pei Vav Sif Gimel, Mutter Litom Kodem Tfilas HaMusafin. Okay, Ti'ima is Mutter. The Haino Achilas Peiros, O Afilu Pas Muat, Afilu Ti'ima Shiyesh Ba Kedei Lissar Alev, Aval Sudas Aser. So Te'ima is butter. What's Te'ima? Te'ima is Achilas Peros or a little bit of Pas. What does that mean? Pas Mu'at Mishabur Sif Katan Ches Kebeitza. So up to a Kebeitza of Pas or Mizonos is considered Te'ima, and that would be butter before Musaf. Parenthetically, we assume Rov Shitas assume, and we assume Lalacha, that in general, the Chiyuv of Kiddush kicks in before Musaf. So if you're Matir Te'ima, then that presupposes you're going to have to make Kiddush as well. That's a curiosity, just parenthetically. What are we talking about Achilas Peros if you have to make Kiddush, and you're only going to... So let's assume that we're making like the Shita Sagaonim, then you can be Yosei Kiddush Malkum Suda... with Mizonos, but no one says you can Yosei Kiddush Malkum Suda with Peros. So either you have to go with Rav Moshe's Kiddush that there are two dinim in Kiddush Malkum Suda. There's Kiddush as a Matir and Kiddush as a Chiyuv, and you can invoke Kiddush as a Matir to eat Peros and then do Kiddush later for the Chiyuv, and there's no Isser Te'ima before Kiddush once you say Kiddush as a matir to eat whatever you want to eat, and then you'll be Yotzei the Chiv of Kiddush as Kiddush Malkum Suda later. So you could say that. Or I mean, there is the possibility of being able to get Shemachim Suda with Revias Yayin, the true Revias of Yayin, Makam Mishas Atchak. Or Rav Avadia has an interesting tshuva, Chelakei Simon Kafbez in Yabi Omer, Chelakei Simon Kafbez, where he says, maybe if you're stuck, let's say someone is ill or someone is not feeling well and needs to eat before Musaf, because they can't make it through Musaf without eating something, but they don't have access to wine, or let's say they don't have access to Kiddush, they don't have access to wine. So can you eat Peiros without making Kiddush? So he says, Svek Sveka. Number one, maybe we assume that the Kiddush, you could be at least Mitzarev to Svek Sveka, those Shitos that the Chiyuv of Kiddush only sets in after Musaf. And you could be Mitzarev, the Shitos arrive that there's no Isur Te'ima before Kiddush Hayom. So then you have a Svek Sveka to allow you, B'makom Tzorech, to eat Peiros without Kiddush. Okay, Bila Desimei, so you do have an iser te'im, a heter te'ima before Musaf, at least when necessary. So I don't have a full yisha for this, but I think you need to consider also, if you're going to make Kiddush and presumably be Yotzei Kiddush Malkum Sudas, let's say you have a need to make Kiddush before Musaf, and you're going to be towing. Yeah, I spent a number of summers at a camp where this is a common practice every Shabbos, that they would have a break after Shacharis, I think after Kriyas HaTorah. I don't remember before or after. It was not Camp Aguda. I won't say the name. It was a camp that I worked at for a couple of summers after we were married. And so they had the practice, I never joined them, but they had the practice of making Kiddush after, I think it was before Kriyas HaTorah, after Shacharis they broke, they went to the dining room, they had Kiddush. So let's say you'll be Mekel for this, you'll make Kiddush and you'll have Pachos Mikabetza of Mizonos. So if you're assuming that your Yotzei Kiddush Malkum Suda, does that now transform that Te'ima into a kvias? The iser is there's a heter of te'ima, there's an iser of seuda. So is this just a halachic fiction that I call this a suda to be yotzei kiddush malkum suda, or does this now, just like Shabbos is kavei lemaisos or an achilas arayin, Shabbos is a keva, the mushal? So does that mean that now if I'm claiming that I'm yotzei kiddush malkum suda, so I make this into suda? If it's a suda, then it's asur before musaf. So I wasn't convinced why that's not the case. Be that as it may. Then when it comes to lulav and shofar, in Shulchan Aruch Siman Tafresh Nun Beis Sif Aleph, Tafresh Nun Beis Sif Aleph is an Isser Achila before Netilas Lulav. And the Mishnah Berurah writes here, Sivkat and Zayin, Hilchas Lulav Tafresh Nun Beis Sivkat and Zayin, that Te'ima is Mutter. So this is achila before netilas lulav, te'ima would be mutter, but ein lahakel shelo litzarech gadol. Ein lahakel shelo litzarech gadol. So not so clear, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't seem to source this. What's this based on? Is this based on a chashash for that Shuvah Sadeshem? Because the Mishnah Berurah doesn't say that in Kriyas Shema. Mishnah Berurah in Kriyas Shema doesn't say that te'ima is only mutter Shalal Litzarach Gadol. Only Mutter Litzarach Gadol. He says, Tim is Mutter. So why by Lula did the Mishnah Berurah say that Ein Lahakel Shalal Litzarach Gadol? But he does say it. And the Magen Avraham that we quoted earlier in Hilchos Megillah says that whatever is true by Lula is true by Shofar as well. No reason to distinguish it. Not every Mechaber doesn't have to tell you every instance where there's an Isser Achila before Kima Mitzvah. It's self understood. So that applies to shofar as well. So coming back where we started, that's Rav Henkin's argument. That was one of the issues he was most famous for. He was very uncomfortable with the practice in yeshivas of everyone being toeim, being kiddush, being toeim before tkiyos on Rosh Hashanah. He assumed that it's all to be mekel, and even isertima would only be litzarech gadol harbe, and to therefore allow this across the board is problematic. So his suggestion was, if there's a need to eat at some point before the end of davening Rosh Hashanah, so better to eat between the tkiyas de miyushav and the tkiyas de mumad. Not only because the whole is clear in the Rif that our practice of not being mafsik between the tkiyas de miyushav and the tkiyas de mumad is only min hagaonim, that's not din of the Gemara. So the Isra Te'ima or Isra Achila before Kiyam Mitzvah is the din of the Gemara. Not being mafsik between the tkiyas de miyushav and the tkiyas de mumad is chumer the gaonim. But more than that, he says, his whole nahalach here, the tkiyas de miyushav and the tkiyas de mumad have nothing to do with each other. Tkiyas de mumad are midin chasosros. Tkiyas de miyushav are the chivas hayom. So if you're going to need to be mafsik or need to eat, so better that you should be yotzei the chi of the rice of tkiyas shofar for the first 30 tkiyas, and then that which is, he says, midin chatzosros, that you can be mekel to eat before if necessary, and you don't have to worry about hefsek in that case because that's only of later origin. So if you're going to be mekel on something, better to be mekel on that hefsek.
Seems a little strange to eat right before the shofar season.
I'm sorry.
If the second set of shofar.
Midin tainus. Okay. Okay, I hear. So then they reprinted here in Siman Kuf Samach. I'm not sure if this was printed elsewhere before. Kind of think he wouldn't print. So he has an angry letter to Rav Henkin written by Rav Gifter. Isrucha Tafshin Lamed. Rav Henkin had published some of these pieces in a Pardes. Ra'isi v'karasi ba'pardes ha'achron ma'mara asher v'kosev kvotaraso shamati shenespashe minag ra lechol kodem tkiyas shofar. Udvarav Elu and Pagia be Yeshivas Hakadoshos. You should know that this minhag of being Torah, Nachas Vishalom Lechel of Neatkios, Noguba Yeshivas Hakadoshos Belita, Al Pigaonim, the Kadoshe Elyon, She'em Bidarenu, Dor Yerud, Athachat Shiachalamu of Neam, Kainoguba Tells, and he quotes the Tells of Rosh Yeshiva. Ubetach yodeh shekei nager barn kodler v'lo hinek zov miatzmo, he didn't make it up. That's what they did in Slobodka by the Levushei Mordechai. That's what Rishon Zalman did. That's what the Alter did. That's what they did in Kelm by Rav Simcha Zissel. And I heard that's what the Rav Yisrael Salanter did. V'chol eila yodu din pashut v'afu pikei nagu kein. Kvotarasa bidvara of himsi la mushkatima ela smach vezer. Mamara asa roshim ra, bios advarim yosim y kolmosa shall go and besides before some lechol ba abasa emes, and they ata ove shaker yismukola bidibo seimha aruros. Mavaka shaniba matusa mine, lishtadi lahasi aroshim aze, shigarm lishivas hakadoshis shalabim skavin. Yamin li kvotarasa, shaksivas nichtav zem o kashalai. Gifter 1969. Rav Henkin responds, submission and paya parrot dalin mishnah aleph. Afilu tisha v'tisha omrim l'chalek V'yachad omer lavas, lezesh shomin shomer kalacha. 99 people get it wrong. One person gets it right. So the person who gets it right is right. He crosses the Gaon. For the Shdosiyah B'Shem HaGaon, very well-known statement. Misha Omer Shosa Davar Afilam Leisha Pnia V'Davar Shosa Omer Imu Kalacha Shamin Lo. Makam Nicholas Gader. But I acknowledge that I'm only concerned about the Tiyas to be Yushav, and maybe the minhag of Yisrael Salanter and the Kanonim was that they would eat after the Kiyas to be Yushav. So I don't know if there's any historical accounts of what they did in Slabatka precisely, but that is Rav Henkin's response. Now, minimally, if one were to follow this minhag ha-yeshivos, not our yeshiva, chas v'shalom, but those yeshivos those yeshivos with such a practice, you'd have to really be careful, because if you're going to be yotzei kiddush v'malchus suda, you have to have more than a kezayis of mizonos, but if it's only dima, you have to have less than a kebetza. So find that amount that is l'chol adeos, more than a kezayis and less than a kibbeza. I challenge you.
Rabbi wants to give you one.
And Rabbi Silver, the Willigs, and I stayed in the Beis Medrash during Kiddush.
I didn't realize there were only politics back then.